And our next guest is Maggie Reyes with ModernMarried.com. Maggie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay. Happy day before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's such a great, great day, isn't it? And we're glad to have you with us. A lot of traditions around the holidays, right?
There's so many beautiful traditions around the holidays, and there's so many traditions that maybe we want to tweak and make our own, and I'm so excited to talk about rituals and traditions today, especially this week. It's awesome.
So let's talk about that. You know, a lot of times a husband may have one thing that he'd love to do, one ritual with his family, and, you know, the wife, this other thing. But now they're together and they're their own family. How do they know which ones to keep, which ones not to keep, or do they just keep everything?
That's a great question. You know, if we could divide ourselves into five, maybe we could keep everything. And I know a lot of people, they'll go one place in the morning, one place in the afternoon. First, of course, like anything, you have to talk about it and you have to decide what's really meaningful to you, what's really important, you know, to each other. I mean, maybe one family has a ritual that the husband or the wife doesn't really like so much. Maybe that one is the one that can sort of be tweaked. And one thing that we did in our family is we invented a new ritual because we spend one holiday, you know, with one part of the family and we said, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to honor, you know, these other people that we're so close to? So we get together on New Year's Day and we have a big New Year's Day brunch, and all the people we can't see, you know, in Thanksgiving and in Christmas and all those times, we kind of give a twist on that and made our own ritual that way.
And that's important too. I mean, having your own, you know, the one that is specifically yours, it's not really something that you brought with you either side. That's important as a bonding measure too, I think, isn't it?
That is really important as a bonding measure, and it's also an opportunity to heal things that maybe we bring from our childhood or from disappointments we've had in the past. So when you're looking at maybe creating something new like we did, one of the things to say is look at what happened when you were a kid and what did you wish that you could have but you never did. Maybe you love Christmas carols and maybe your parents hated Christmas music. So maybe you go and you go caroling every year or something like that. It's a great opportunity to sort of fulfill one of those maybe childhood dreams or childhood yearning.
Maybe you could give us an example of some great rituals that you've heard of from folks you know.
Absolutely. And one thing that's important, I mean, obviously we're talking during the holiday season about holiday rituals, but something I really want all of our listeners to know is that rituals and traditions, family traditions, they don't have to be these big productions. They can be how you celebrate birthdays. Maybe you always bake a cake together, or maybe you always go to your favorite little diner in the town that you live in. So it could be something so simple. For Valentine's Day, my husband and I don't like to go out. So we order from Lou Malnati's Pizza in Chicago, which is like this really renowned place, and they ship us a pizza, and it's like a big thing for us because we feel so special because we ordered it online and everything. So it doesn't have to be just around the holiday season. It can also be little things you do throughout the year.
And what is it about the ritual that bonds families together?
Well, there's a few things. You build trust. You build intimacy and you strengthen the friendship, because what you're doing during that tradition is you're spending time together and you're laughing and you're creating memories. And that idea of creating memories together really helps cement the friendships in your family, whether it's a husband and a wife or a mom and a son, that kind of relationship.
Our guest this morning, Maggie Reyes with ModernMarried.com. When my wife and I got married 28 years ago now, her family used to open up at least one gift on Christmas Eve, and our family didn't do that at all, and we didn't bring that ritual with us.
You decided to leave it on her side of the family.
She got to keep that on her side of the family, and we didn't adopt that one, and that's okay, and it's worked out good for us.
Exactly.
Do you have a fun one that you like to do during the holidays, your family?
Yes, we have a couple. So one of the things is the New Year's one. When we decorate our tree, we decided when we got married that we wouldn't buy like tchotchkes or souvenirs when we traveled. So what we do is every time we go on a trip, we buy a Christmas ornament.
Oh, there you go.
And so when we put up the tree every year, like, oh my gosh, remember when we went to the Bahamas? Or, oh my gosh, that was from Nashville. That was such a great trip. So that's one of my absolute favorite personal holiday traditions.
And that's what it's all about, because, you know, the holidays, that they kind of take you back to a better time. You know, it's like we have compartmentalized in our brain all of the good times from our youth, and it kind of takes us back to those good times, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, a lot of us, you know, are very blessed that it does take us back to those good times. But if that one person is listening to us that it might not have been a good time, you can create that time now by starting a new ritual with your new family.
Yeah, and it can be anything. I know that for some reason, it is now a ritual or tradition in my family. I have to make homemade caramels, and I started it maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and now it's just you're going to make the caramels, right, Dad? I guess. Yeah, that's right. I guess I am. That's my new ritual. That's my thing.
That is awesome. And I'm sure that those are memories over the years, as, you know, as your kids grow and your family grows. Oh, remember that time when Dad made the caramels and they came out, you know, all crispy and delicious, all that fun stuff.
It is so important. And I know that you have more great information on your website, modernmarried.com. Maggie, thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Suspect you have poor night vision? You can test your night vision right now by looking at any street light, stoplight, or car headlight. Are the lights blurry, or do they